Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. So some Huron County residents will be paying a little bit more for water when the new year starts, and it's already begun. The Caseville City Council approved increasing the rate for water for Caseville Township residents and for Pigeon residents. Starting the first of the year, the rate will be $10 per thousand used. The rate change will show on the April 1st water bill. When Carroll Community School District's assistant middle school principal Nick Moyer was alerted by a student that an eighth grade girl was choking, he knew what to do and didn't panic. The student was unable to breathe or speak and needed immediate help. Moyer quickly stepped in to perform abdominal thrusts until the object was dislodged and the girl could breathe again. Moyer knew what he had to do because that was not the first emergency he has had to deal with. Besides being a middle school principal, Moyer has also been a volunteer firefighter for 17 years with the Elkland Township Fire Department, so he knew what needed to be done. For his quick thinking and heroic actions, the American Red Cross Michigan region honored Nick with a life-saving award. Hopes are those who saw how he was able to help a student in distress that it inspires others to learn first aid. As a firefighter, Moyer had plenty of opportunities in 2025 to practice his skills. Last year, the Elkland Fire Department responded to 190 runs. Some of the runs were for structure fires, vehicle accidents, medical assistance, and downed electrical wires, and assists to neighboring fire departments. After more than 3 years and several meetings, some headway is being made to allow the Amish to build a wooden bridge over the Cass River for their safety. Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell provided an update on the proposed project recently. He explained that the state is finally starting to understand what the Amish want to do, and that the proposed bridge project is for horse and buggies and not motorized vehicles. An application from the Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has been signed for an easement to be considered. The state can allow that when state land is the only alternative for a proposed use, which is for the Amish to travel safely by not having to share a road with motorized vehicles, explained Bardwell, who has championed the project since the beginning. The Amish community wants to build their own bridge over the Cass River in order to avoid traveling by horse and buggy on M53. Traveling M53 in a non-motorized vehicle has led to many horse and buggy vehicle accidents that have resulted in injury or loss of life. The Amish want to build their own wooden bridge that is 20 feet wide over the Cass River exclusively for their use, and they will maintain it. There is a large Amish community who live in Tuscola and Sanilac counties.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more. More, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the
And we're back. And again, this is Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. So according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, Michigan has a very high level of flu cases happening right now. The flu, which is a new variant of the virus, is running rampant across the United States. It is expected to get even worse following holiday travel. The CDC estimates that there are at least 7.2 million flu cases nationwide, and Michigan has a, quote, very high influenza-like illness activity level. And although the flu, this year's flu is a variant called subclade K and is different from what was expected, so the vaccine that was developed doesn't match the virus. Although the flu vaccine doesn't match that strain, it will still provide some protection against the virus. The majority of medical providers still recommend that everyone over the age of 6 months be vaccinated. The CDC estimates that only about 42% of adults and children have been vaccinated against the flu this year. The flu is particularly dangerous for people 65 and older, pregnant women, young children, and people of any age who have chronic health problems, including asthma, diabetes, heart disease, and a weak immune system. So now that the holidays are over, it is time to undeck the halls. Instead of just dragging a real Christmas tree to the end of the road to be picked up with the trash, the Natural Resources and the Arbor Day Foundation have a few better ideas of what to do with the trees. The unwanted trees can be given to those who have goats for food or to someone who has chickens to roost in. Use it as a brush pile, as a habitat wildlife such as rabbits may use it for nesting, or as a food source with all the ornaments and decorations removed, of course. The unwanted tree can be used for compost or mulch. Pine needles are full of nutrients that enhance the pH of soil if it's more alkaline and allows your soil to breathe without becoming dense and compacted. Orange slices and popcorn can be placed on the tree to feed the birds as they sit on the branches. And overseas, protests in Iran are intensifying due to the country's struggling economy, putting pressure on its theocracy. Tehran is still dealing with the aftermath of a 12-day war with Israel in June, which included U.S. bombings of nuclear sites. Economic pressure increased in September with the return of UN sanctions, causing Iran's currency to plummet. Activists say demonstrations have spread to over 220 locations across 26 provinces, with at least 20 people killed and more than 990 arrested. The protests began with economic concerns, but have grown to include anti-government sentiments. Iran's nuclear program and tense relations with the U.S. are adding to Tehran's challenges. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.